I want to receive your truth.
I want to receive your truth.
What you have given.
What you have given.
Will give us a foundation.
Will give us a foundation.
To see the truth.
To see the truth.
To walk in it.
To walk in it.
And to enjoy the ride.
And to enjoy the ride.
Not to have it a bumpy road.
Not to have it a bumpy road.
But the Lord would open up.
But the Lord would open up.
A way where there is no way.
A way where there is no way.
Healing when there's a lot of hurt.
Healing when there's a lot of hurt.
And you're the only one that can do this, Lord.
And you're the only one that can do this, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
Eyes that see.
Eyes that see.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
You're talking to me.
You're talking to me.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to be back into Paul Keith's book, Thrones of the Soul, because that's where he led me today more than once. And I'm going to be working on chapter 10. And what he pointed out loud and clear this morning, over and over, was that the Holy Spirit is preparing a company of pioneers. All right? So, those of you who have the book, you can check it out on page 84. That's where he had me. It's Philippians 3:13-14 that precedes it. But he was pressuring in. Holy Spirit is preparing a company. Pioneers who will advance over the deep things of God and demonstrate them to this generation. That's why we're here. A pioneer is one who opens or prepares the way for others to follow. They will be exemplified in a John the Baptist type of ministry. These will be a voice of another and will know the reality of Jeremiah 33:3 by calling upon him to show us great and mighty things which we do not presently know. In other words, there's something about what's happening now to be prepared for what he has already in mind. And he's downloaded plenty to us about what we will be used for. But just like if you didn't do your homework in grade school, how did you think you were going to get through high school? I've got a grandson right now who's 6. And the other night he wanted to play a little game. And, you know, you have to push the button that says, but of course he can't read yet. And he doesn't like to read. He told me he likes A and apple. That's as far as we go so far. Okay? So that's pretty good. But A and apple is pretty good. But when it says open, he doesn't know what O is yet. And the Lord was saying to me, isn't that just like you? And I said, huh? You know. How much do we know about the kingdom? All right? Jesus said the message for the kingdom is coming to us, but it's going to come through us.
Amen.
Okay? It's going to come out of our walk with God. It's going to come out about our ability to obey and to do what he's called us to do. So, page 81 says, by overcoming and occupying our role as priests and kings, we will first minister to him, which is what your brother just shared. Who's first on the list? Jesus. In our heavenly role as priests. That's the start. All right? From that place of closeness and friendship, we delegate the authority of Christ in the earth through our kingly position and begin to reveal the glory and power of his kingdom. Now, you can go back in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and you can see this in action. The reason I'm using the book is because that was his choice, to press in so that you can get an idea in everyday language what he's trying to get us to do. If you want to be a pioneer, let's face it, we had pioneers in the New England area that went out west. They took over parts of our country piece by piece and everyday labor. Okay? Every day it was rough. But don't forget, my grandson's right now is living on a farm that was actually built in 1805. Okay? And the fields have literally walls of stone that are at least 3 and 4 feet high. So before they left to go, they had learned to get rid of the stones on our land right here in Palmer before they went to wherever they were led of God to go. They said, go west, and they did. But did they know how to work? Yes. They had already cleared this land, and this land was not easy to work with. Okay? If you live in Munson, it's not that much better than Palmer. I hate to say it. And actually, you're in Northampton.
East Hampton. But
East Hampton, yep. Same idea.
Yep.
Okay? So, what was he doing? He was training them through the difficulties that they were living in. And you and I all have difficulties that we're working through, and they're not comfortable. Now, they're not picking stones out of the ground, but it's a different thing that he's training us for, because we're not of that generation. So, the administration of the priestly ministry equips and enables us to relate and affect the heavenly realms through worship, intimacy, and relationship with the Lord. That's the priesthood. This divine office allows us to enter his sanctuary and draw near to his table and minister to him by offering a sacrifice of praise, worship, intercession, and mutual exchange. You'll find that in Ezekiel chapter 44, verses 14 through 16. The administration of the kingly ministry provides spiritual authority that allows us to relate to and influence the earthly realms as overcomers and delegate his victory and dominion achieved in his death and resurrection. Each of these ministries of divine office has a specific function and related spheres of authority. Notice again, related spheres of authority, your circumference of where you are an effective tool, where you are to be interceding and doing what God has called you to do. So it's not important that you know the neighbor's work in your little village. You do your part wherever God has put you. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 5, verses 9 through 10. The spirit of counsel and might. There is presently a message of preparation through the spirit of counsel for those whom the Lord is grooming. Did you think you were being groomed? Whom the Lord is grooming to function in governmental role. That's your king position. Releasing the spirit of might and power to bring judgment and dominion in the earth through his delegated authority. This will be establishing of his kingdom. We must seek first the kingdom of heaven, which is both word and power expressed through living stones, who are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. This is in contrast to the prevailing thought of some that we are strictly going to be caught up and experience the kingdom only in heaven. This present work of grooming and training will precede the catching away and relates to our being empowered to rule in the earth by delegating the Lord's victory before leaving the earth realm. That's why there's going to be a season that God will have his people being openly delegating and releasing the ecclesia's challenges in the political realm by intercession, dealing with the heavenly forces that are not seen. The ones that are in power right now, there's a great majority that have no clue what's going on. But you and I have a clue because we've been told and we've been taught. We will taste the good word of God and the power of the age to come on this side of heaven as the Lord's enemies are subdued and put under his feet. Then the Lord can come for his bride without spot or wrinkle. And the restoration of all things is accomplished. See Acts 3:21. Reigning on earth. Well, whose earth are you going to reign for? It's got to be this one. That's what you talked about.
Amen.
All right? You've got to rule and reign over this one. But most people do it out of sheer choice and sacrifice. And it's wrong. Because you'll get the glory. When you and I get the glory, oh, I've been on a diet, and I lost 7 pounds, and I feel so good about it, and God helped me through the whole thing. Who got the glory? You can say God, but in reality, check your own heart. And while you're advertising you lost 7 pounds, who's getting the glory? It's not the Lord, it's you. And I could give you examples. Oh, I haven't had a drink for 2 years. Wonderful. Oh, but I can go into AA gets the glory. Hear me. When I say all this, it's not to pick on anybody. It's to show us what's coming out of our mouth and what we confess.
A distinct line.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, reigning on earth, Revelations 5:10, introduces the song of the overcomer. It's a song. And their responsibility as a royal race to rule as kings and minister to him as priests. Naturally, this passage points to the millennial kingdom. However, to be ready for this great purpose, there is a present ruling or overcoming in our lives being appropriated and manifested before we enter into the fullness of the millennial kingdom. Just like Jesus is born, we celebrate his birth, etc., etc. He didn't rule for 30 years.
It's the last 3 years.
There wasn't one miracle out of his family or him, except for John the Baptist, who started the whole ball game going. Okay? So again, for this function to be fulfilled, we must become the habitation of God. He's got to have a place to live inside of us. And he can't share every aspect of ourselves and think that he has full control of this earth. I remember, my God, it must be 25, 30 years ago. I'm driving down the road and I'm saying the Lord's Prayer and the Lord said, change the words. And he told me to change the words to my earth. Oh. He said, before you think you can take over Massachusetts, try taking care and overcoming what's inside of Kim Bergeron.
Amen.
Yeah. That was not a good message, Lord. It's very uncomfortable. But I did change the words. And I did obey.
That's right.
I didn't like it. Because I didn't like what me did. And there's a lot of us that don't like what me did. But we're learning to listen. And we're learning to focus on him so he can download by his spirit what we need to do on an everyday basis. Pointing out the everyday basis. My God, check your wallet. You got to do something here. Right? Go to such and such a place and obey and play so that these will be blessed by your talent. Well, it's too cold today. I think I'll take a snooze. That was Fred.
Yes.
Good resistance, and I could resist it.
That is priceless.
For this function to be fulfilled, we must become the habitation of God. No room for Fred. And his dwelling place. It will not merely be the Lord's moving through us, but resting in us. What's a sign of his rest? When you and I are at rest. When you and I take everything and say, okay, can I really do this? No, I can't. I just can't, Lord. Well, God, I need grace. I need favor. I need your help on this. I need a few angels. Whatever you got to send me, do it. Because I'm not capable. My energy levels are not capable of handling this. It's way too big for me. That's the beginning of humility. Okay? This presents us in our priestly ministry. Then as we begin to appropriate spiritual dominion and rule throughout the nations, we operate in our kingly ministry. Crossing over to the promise. This is our promise and destiny as the drawing of a new day continues to ascend to the spiritual heights from which the priest and king will become apparent. Will become apparent. From this sacred place, anointed vessels will begin to function in their governmental capacity. That's part of the prophetic word that was given back in July. And appropriate the Lord's excellence and victory. This is facilitated as we give ear to the spirit of counsel preceding the release of the spirit of might and power. Before you can think about operating in might and power, if you can't take counsel from the Holy Ghost, forget it. You wasted your time.
The true identity of our own relationship with him is in our own private space.
Exactly. That's where it starts. And that's where this earth starts to change. Because there's more and more of him inside of me. This ministry will produce fresh expressions of the wisdom of God, providing the blueprint and strategy designed for our overcoming victory. There's a plan here that's going on. There are great and lofty things set aside for this end time generation. That's who we are. Spiritual pioneers will venture behind the veil to secure this insight and delegate divine wisdom in this hour. Okay, pause for a moment. As I've listened several days now to a ministry from Texas, Dutch Sheets and his brother, they've been awesome in their obedience to the Lord. Their download of the dreams and the visions and the words of knowledge and the intercession has been, I would say, A1. They are doing what they know how to do to the best of their ability, and I do believe Holy Ghost is listening. And he's operating. And the angels of the Lord are on the job doing what they were called to do. And you can see the buildup of one dream after another after another. And it's 15 minutes of prayer in the morning. And I would ask that, you know, if you have a press to do, just obey the Lord. So, thinking about what God is doing out of that gentleman's mouth, because he's younger than I am, he made a comment. He said 10 years ago what we're doing now would have never been done. And everybody's upset about COVID, but if it wasn't for COVID, the pressure wouldn't be on. Mm-hmm. That's right. All things work together
for good.
But we don't look at it as working for good. We only look at it because, and my sister's bound to her house, hasn't moved from her house. My cousin hasn't moved from her house in a year. Tell me, they're going stir crazy. Yeah. And if you'd like to live in China, you've got a sample. Russia would be the same. Okay? Patterns and formulas. Much of what will be taking place in our generation will be unprecedented displays of his kingdom work. All patterns and formulas heretofore relied upon will not have the favor and blessing of God. So what you did last year won't work. Right. What you did 10 years ago won't work. Amen. Because God wants to download the new. And if you're stuck in the old, it ain't going to work. As they perhaps have in prior expressions of outpourings. One of the hardest things for man is to relinquish the good in order to welcome the best. I want you to close your eyes right now. Mm-hmm. Say, one of the hardest things for me is to relinquish what is good in order to welcome the best. Jesus is my best. His Spirit will guide me. Counsel me. And if I need to operate as a priest, I will. If I'm to operate as a king, I will. With your help, Lord. With the counsel first. Preceding the release of the spirit of might and the spirit of power. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Clearly, this is not implying that we abandon foundational truth. So let's keep it cool, kids. But rather the tendency to mold fresh outpourings of his Spirit into old methods and techniques with which we are accustomed. We sometimes become comfortable with the familiar, and it can easily become a crutch. Holy Spirit is preparing a company of pioneers who will advance over the deep things of God and demonstrate them to this generation. That's what's happening with Dutch and his group of people. Notice he said, I flow with the ones that are mine, that I've learned I can trust. Why?
They're listening to the Holy Spirit.
And they've got a proven track record.
Amen.
They have an accountability for one another.
And they respect.
Correct.
They respect each other. You can see the smooth transition as they operate in their intercession. And it is to be awed at. It is God working. Every member doing what they're supposed to give in the order that it was given, and they operate. And there's a couple of times the Lord showed me that there was a little bit of an off, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with off, because that's how you learn discernment. You're going to see things that you don't quite get comfy with. Maybe you need an education in that corner. Submit it to the Lord. That's your job. Okay? Test the spirits. 1 John 4. Okay. I'm going to back it up. Pioneers who will advance over the deep things of God and demonstrate them to this generation. A pioneer is one who opens and prepares the way for others to follow. That's your boy. They will be exemplified in a John the Baptist type ministry. These will be a voice of another and will know the reality of Jeremiah 33:3. By calling upon him to show us great and mighty things which we do not presently know. This process will establish the royal priesthood, prophetically illustrated in Zechariah 3, and the transformation of Joshua the high priest. The Lord Jesus is the head, and we are to be his body, and must be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Psalm 132:9. The giants of the land, the enemies that inhabit the promised land, are the strongholds and dominions existing in our own personality, our own soul, that must be overcome through the appropriation of the blood of Jesus Christ and his victory. These enemies are too great for us in our own strength. Ah, that's the beginning of wisdom. Realizing your own strength is not going to be able to clean you out. Realizing that he wants the job. Okay? I repeat. These enemies are too great for us in our own strength, just as the inhabitants of the promised land were too great for Israel to defeat without the Lord's supernatural intervention. So if you think you can do this, have a party. I'll be picking you up when you just fall down out of exhaustion, because that's what I've seen in so many. Oh, I've got it, Kim. It's all set. I'm good now. I'm good. A week goes by, 2 weeks go by, there's no sustenance, there's no intercession, there's no prayer, and they're back into the garbage that they were in before, twice as bad. Hmm. Why? Arrogance. Yep. Pride. I've got all the answers. Have a party. I'm not being nice, but I'm being honest.
If you think you can do it without God, you are practicing Babylonian religion.
Absolutely.
Because that's what it's all about. We got this covered, we don't need you.
Yep, and we'll build it better than it was before.
Right, and we'll be like God. Total arrogance.
Watch now. Watch this carefully, because if you get this, you'll get the victory. Although 10 of the spies returned with evil reports, it remained the decision of the people to choose which report they believed. They could have chosen to believe faithful reports of Joshua and Caleb. In so doing, they would have experienced the greater power of the captain of the Lord's host.
Amen. That's right.
And enjoyed the fullness of their promise. So it is with us today. See, nothing has changed. Although the strongholds and the worldliness in us seems insurmountable, the Lord has pledged in his word that we have the precious, magnificent promises by which we can become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption of this world and its lusts. Our part is in yielding to the Holy Spirit and allowing this work to be realized. So after I read this and studied it and prayed and asked God for grace, I said, now what? He said, what are you going to do about it? Because you see, the rubber meets the road when you decide what to do. Mm-hmm. Correct? Yep. Okay. You either can think, oh, well, not so bad. Well, be satisfied. How much of God do you want? If you're happy with what you got, enjoy the ride. But if you're honest, I said, Lord, I'm blessed. He said, yeah. But he said, how are you going to have this overcoming capacity to work? And I said, well, I'll know. I had studied Zechariah 3 about the angels who presented the high priest with a new turban, a new garment. I did all that this morning. He said, by the way, did he clean himself up?
No.
No. Zechariah did not clean himself up. Check it out. It's referred to in that chapter that I just read to you. Angels were commissioned and the angel of the Lord stood by and watched. That's Jesus. Okay? When you see the angel of the Lord in the scripture in the Old Covenant, that's Jesus. Okay? He watched the angels clean this guy up. Kind of cool. Not relying on his own abilities. Then he said to me, remember in the book of Revelations that the overcomers are not working at overcoming. I said, okay. Okay. So I went immediately to the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 11. So you might write that one down, because it's very important. Revelations 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. It was their confession.
Right.
Yes.
That did the work. It wasn't trying to be holy.
Right.
Okay?
There's only one that's holy.
And he wants to download it.
Yes.
But you're not going to do it on your own. And that's the biggest issue of confusion.
Yes.
You talked about churches that don't have the answer. Why do you think we're down to 12 people average week? Because the others have much more better to do. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly okay. I don't have a problem with that. What I want you to know is when you overcome by the blood and your confession, you are on the right track. There's also Revelations 22, verse 14. Those who have cleansed their garments, meaning they were working. They were working.
One more time the scripture.
Revelations 12:11.
And the next one.
The next one is Revelation 22:14. See, the cleansing of their garments is different. And it's not something I believe that God wants to knock out, because there's many religious folks that are doing that and God will still honor it. But I don't think they'll ever reach the point of kings and priests, because they're so accustomed to the law. They're using old covenant techniques in order to stay holy. God will still respect and love them. I'm not saying he won't, you know. But there's two groups of people. Why did he write to seven churches? Because there were seven to what?
Seven personalities.
Yeah, there were seven. They were all different. But he didn't throw them out. Okay? So, what do we do with this? We run to?
The Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Always.
He's the one that started this, and he's the one that's going to complete it. Amen. And he will be glorified through us. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
Your word will manifest.
Your word will manifest.
It'll come alive in me.
It'll come alive in me.
I am the one that you're trying to clean up.
I am the one that you're trying to clean up.
It's not a good job to clean up everybody and leave me the same.
It's not a good job to clean up everybody and leave me the same.
It would be very comfortable.
It would be very comfortable.
If everybody had their act right. Their act together correctly. There would be no pressure on me.
There would be no pressure on me.
And I'd love the ride.
And I'd love the ride.
At least for a little while.
At least for a little while.
Amen.
Amen.
Now that was a nasty confession. That was a nasty confession, but it's truth. Amen.
Pastor Kim, has anybody heard any thing on this virus that's coming out as far as a synthetic virus or anything like this?
There's a lot of information, but I wouldn't go into it right now.
Okay, that's fine. My brother Charlie apparently just, in his family,
okay,
apparently had that issue.
There is new strains that have kind of adjusted and mutated or whatever, so there's a lot of conversation. But your best bet is prayer.
Yeah, that's all we do.
Come on up. Very conscious of Mary Jo. We talked about her, but very conscious that she Say, Father, we thank you.
Father, we thank you.
For the surrounding cloud of witnesses.
For the surrounding cloud of witnesses.
They're all around us. And they are welcome. The ministering angels. They're here as well.
They're here as well.
Well.
They're here as well.
Well.
They're here as well.
Well.